Hello everyone, welcome to News Time with Yetunde. In today's topic, we will be covering something we are all currently aware of, something that's affecting us all right now, coronavirus. These are scary times right now, especially for college students, as there's uncertainty about the future of education. At the beginning of the year, coronavirus was a problem that remained mostly in China, and people never thought it would arrive here. And when corona did arrive in the United States, we were all under the impression that, oh, it's only affecting the weak and elderly or people with weakened immune systems. Some people didn't take it seriously, and I know us college students didn't really seem bothered by it. I'm gonna be honest, I was not bothered by it and never expected the magnitude of this virus. Things started to change once we had reports of more people being affected, even younger people who were actually healthy were contracting the virus, which was scary. And this was when schools were starting to get canceled and we were told that we would come back after a month or so until it would die down, or so they would say. I remember my roommate being terribly sick in December. She had the symptoms, dry cough and fever. It was terrible, but me and my other roommate, we just thought she was just sick. Turns out coronavirus could have arrived as early as November or December in the United States, and I remember her telling me before we left school in March for spring break, she said, "I think I have the coronavirus during that time," and I thought she was crazy. But after the report came out that the virus may have been here earlier, I do believe that that may have been the case. More people are now taking coronavirus more seriously than they once were, which I think is very important. As to reporting, I think it has also changed and developed. In the beginning, reporting seemed very fear-based and it was very scary. Some people even thought that the news was just creating more unnecessary fear, although now we can see that's not true. Reporting would focus on numbers and devastation. Sometimes you would even forget that these are real people because you only see the numbers, which is really sad. And now, I think reporting has gotten better, where it's more solution-based, trying to find solutions and gather more information about the virus and what we can do to solve it. I think this is because in the beginning we didn't know much about the virus, so obviously it was scary to people and the reporting reflects that. Now we have more information on how to tackle the virus and be prepared if there's a second wave. Sadly, the virus has caused so many problems in the economy and there have been so many catastrophes that it's hard to bounce back from this. We don't know when we will be able to have a normal college setting. We don't know what the future brings for us and our loved ones. And speaking about college, coronavirus has impacted our learning since it's all online and some tuitions are being raised. The virus has not only caused a significant amount of deaths, but it has also negatively impacted our economy and education system. Some students are even questioning traditional college and whether it's worth it after switching to online schooling. It's making people reconsider options they never thought of before. I interviewed one of my good friends about her college life and how it has changed for her. So how has college life changed for you?
So basically, we switched to online schooling and I can't really see my friends anymore. Also, we have to Zoom instead of, you know, going to physical classes. Honestly, it's really been a depressing time, and I don't really have any motivation to study, really.
Yeah, so how has Corona made you think differently about college? In any way, if it has, like, about receiving an education or anything like that?
I guess it's shown me, like, the other ways I could get an education, even though I don't like online learning. For some people I know, it would be more convenient, too. But college life can be busy and stressful, but with online learning, I mean, I do have more time to do other important things, and it's more relaxing, but it's harder to stay motivated.
I also really see how coronavirus ties into the themes that have been discussed in my history class. For example, at the beginning of the quarter, we discussed the influenza virus, which was at first seen as something not to worry. Woodrow Wilson, the president at the time, did not address it, and the American Surgeon General said there was no cause for alarm. And yet, more and more people continued to get sick, and ultimately 500 million people became infected with the disease. The class mainly covered Western civilization, its problem with it being seen as a world power, and again, I think we can see this with the coronavirus problem. When coronavirus first affected China, everyone sort of thought that, at least in America and Europe, that we were untouchable and that it was only going to affect China and nothing would happen to us. However, this overconfidence truly resulted in disaster and is surely a reminder for years to come about our need to take matters seriously and never underestimate certain problems. In the end, our actions do matter for the safety of everyone.